All right, I'm back. The season is over. We are officially in basketball season. To kind of take a look back briefly over the NFL season this year, it was a good season. I'm not gonna lie, it was a good season. It was up and down. Parlays are all over the place. The teams that were supposed to win the games were always losing. So you didn't know who to bet on. It was like one of those underdog story seasons. Like every time you go in there and be like, oh, well, this team is going to beat this team. Nope. It was always the opposite. Overall, another solid NFL season. Let's start off positive. Congratulations to the Eagles, even though y'all be talking so much shit on the timeline, y'all finally won. You know, I'm happy for y'all. Hurts, man, a lot of questions going into this game. Could he be an elite quarterback? Could he do what he needed to do? And he did. You know, the Chiefs came in, completely shut down Saquon. And I was like, oh, man, well, if Saquon shut down, you already know what time it is. Hurts being an elite quarterback? Yeah, fuck out of here. That 150 passing yards and one tush push TD was not beating the Chiefs. But, you know, hey, Hurts came out there and played elite, looking like the best quarterback on the field. You know, so I want to give congratulations to them. Also, I missed the natty, but I want to say congratulations to Ohio State Luckeyes, because I shouldn't even do that. I shouldn't even do that. The Buckeyes, they won. You know, they beat Notre Dame, you know, and I thought the best defense in college football this year, Notre Dame was going to be able to stop them. They didn't. You know, so, shit, it happens. You know, sometimes you win some, you lose some. You know, but I just thought Notre Dame was going to put up that fight of, like, if any team could do it, it could be them. It should have been Texas, but that's our segue into, because this is about to be a lot of quarterback slander. Ewers, who's also talking about he's going to the draft. Yo, this guy needs to be, instead of going to the NFL draft, needs to be calling up China for the Hong Kong Football League. Just some of the piss poor game managing I've seen in my entire life from a fucking QB. I mean, this motherfucker right on cue. Whenever you need, like, hey, Ewers, I need you to be an elite quarterback and go down and win this game. This motherfucker thinks you just said, hey, I need you to go fuck this game up. Because that's exactly what he does. Every time he goes down the field, I'm literally sitting on the edge of my seat holding breath every time he throws the ball, because I know this motherfucker's looking and he's like, hey, man, look, I think I see a Longhorn down there. I'm not too sure, but I'm going to throw it anyway. Fucking pick. Even though we get the ball back and we're in prime position to score and still make this a manageable game, we're down there on the fucking goal line. And what does Ewers do? Fumbles. Typical Ewers, bro. It's like, oh, man, the double agent. He's going to do whatever he can to make sure the enemy team either stays in the lead or fights back to get the lead. When he threw that pick, they should have benched his ass and put in Manning and let Batty lead this team. You know, but I mean, hey, it is what it is. So, off that rant, we're going to the NFL playoffs. Now, when we saw Jaden Daniels go in there and just beat the dog shit out of the Lions. At that point, we was looking like, oh, this is going to be that Cinderella team. That team that just somehow finds their way into the fucking Super Bowl. They probably don't win it, and then they never go back because they peaked the very first season. You know, they went and played the Eagles team and just got shut down. You know, it was kind of bad. Like, the Eagles defense this whole entire playoffs, really, really nasty. The only team I ever seen that, like, kind of went bat for bat with the Eagles, who quite honestly probably should have won that game, was the Rams, you know. But, hey, missed opportunities here, you know, and the Eagles just pulled that game off. And, you know, it happens. You know, but outside of that, you know, I thought Jaden Daniels was going to do it. It was looking really, really good, but, hey, you know, deserved rookie of the year. Played a hell of a season. Hell of a season. You know, Washington, hopefully with that success and that drive and they see how it feels, like, damn, I want to get back here. Hopefully they still stay a contending team. And we'll see. You know, Dan Quinn's first time as the head coach, amazing. Amazing job he did over there. But now we go to the AFC, and this is where all the shenanigans start. Because the first topic is, you know, to hell with the Chiefs and the Texans. I mean, hey, it's the Chiefs versus the Texans. But Josh Allen, the MVP, and Lamar, he was the MVP at the time, but, you know, Allen is the MVP now. They go in there and they have a back and forth. So, leading up to this game, I had Raven fans telling me this game is going to be easy. We're not worried about no Allen. Lamar is the best quarterback on the field. The Ravens has the best supporting cast on the field. This is the best supporting cast Lamar has had. I wanted to hear all the excuses because I was like, bro, just lay them out that way. What's going to be the excuse when y'all lose? Are we blaming Harbaugh again? Talking about, oh, it was the coaching, time management, all the GM, all the offensive coordinator don't know how to run plays. No. None of that. I didn't hear none of that. There's like, we're just going to go in there and we're going to beat the Bills' ass. Josh Allen coming in, having a phenomenal season. You know, finally stop turning the fucking ball over like a damn maniac. Only has six, I think, this year. Four or six, one of those. Amazing. Like, that's what we need. We need you to be an elite quarterback while also not turning over the ball. And then they go out there and they play the Ravens. And I keep telling motherfuckers, man. These Raven fans be putting Lamar in conversations he just don't belong in. They keep putting him in these convos. Oh, it's just Lamar and Mahomes. There's nobody else. Everybody else is just a tier below. I don't understand how they keep putting this man in conversations with a losing record in the playoffs. But this year, it was different. It was, oh, we got Derrick Henry, who, depending on who you ask, was saying was the actual MVP of that team. But, you know, we'll give it to Lamar because Lamar played a hell of a season. You know, but they said, oh, Henry's the MVP of this season. Oh, and then I had Raven fans telling me, Lamar made Henry a better running back. He's never played like that in his life. So it's like, okay. So now we got a top defense, a top offense, a never played like that before Henry, a motivated and happy Lamar. We should see another AFC championship bird. Nope. Couldn't even get there. Why couldn't they get there? Because every time, I thought it was just a Mahomes thing, and we're going to get to him in a second. But it's more like a Pierce thing. Every time this motherfucking Lamar plays one of his peers that they say, oh, he's better than, nobody can stop him, they're not on his level. Every time he plays them, he gets out there, gets scared to fucking death, and starts choking. The first time in the playoffs he met Josh Allen, this motherfucker's throwing picks. This motherfucker's fumbling the ball. Scared to death. Looking at that man over there drinking IPAs and blue denim jeans. Josh Allen just sitting on the bench. Yeah, I'm just ready to get in so I can go home and drink these IPAs. I'm finna just dog walk the shit out of y'all. Bro, I don't understand it. I don't understand it. How is it that it's just him and Mahomes, no one else, no one else comes close, but yet he's 0-4 or 0-3 against his fucking peers? He can't beat Burrow. He's 0-1 in the playoffs. He's 0-1 against Josh Allen. He's 0-1 against Mahomes. But it's just him and Mahomes. I don't understand it. But you can't beat nobody in the playoffs. You lucked up and got lucky and beat a rookie CJ Stroud, who going into that game, niggas didn't even think you were going to win the game anyway. Niggas was saying the Texans was the better team and was going to outperform. And going into halftime, it was looking kind of scary. I was like, oh, shit, man. Don't tell me the Ravens are about to lose to a rookie. But no, they got it together and played and won. And then what happened? They went and played that man. And every time one of these motherfucking quarterbacks played that man outside of Burrow, they play that man. They see him sitting over there with his fucking light-skinned Kermit the Frog curl top. They get the shaking, scared to death, sweating, paranoid. Fuck. That's Mahomes over there. How do we stop him? I keep telling them, bro, just swallow your pride, get on the phone, and call Burrow. Because you can't call Brady because he don't play no more. Well, now it's get on the phone, call Burrow, or call Hurts. Because they the only two quarterbacks that can beat Mahomes that when they see him over there on the other side of the field, they're like, psh, psh, easy day. Another easy day in the office, boss. And you know what's so crazy? Before Hurts won the Super Bowl, it was looking kind of shaky because them niggas was talking so much shit about, oh, well, Joe Burrow couldn't get there, you know, all this other bullshit. But it was so crazy that before the Super Bowl, Joe Burrow's probably the only quarterback whose resume gets better, even though he wasn't even there. Because every time y'all play Mahomes, they're always fucking losing. Just glorified losers. So, in my mind, I was thinking, well, this fucking Josh Allen and Lamar game is going to prove not only that, you know, for the longest people was like, oh, Josh Allen ain't nowhere near Lamar, you know, especially Lamar, best dual quarterback of all time, all this other bullshit. Those combos are done, okay? You can't beat the nigga in the playoffs. So I don't want to hear best duel nothing. When it came to be the best duel in anything in the playoffs, you're fucking losing, choking, scared to death. I don't want to hear anything about some, oh, well, you know, receivers was dropping passes. Hey, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Throw a better fucking ball. Okay? Stop throwing shitty balls. Maybe the receivers will fucking be able to catch it. That two-point conversion to Mark Andrews could have had a better spiral on it. But I mean, hey. You know, oh well, tough shit. You lost. But we're not finna just blame it on Mark Andrews because you shouldn't have been in that position to begin with. You're throwing up picks. You're fumbling the fucking ball. You're scared to fucking death. It happens. But I thought that was the game of like, hey, these two quarterbacks are going out there to have a mid-off to see who loses to the Chiefs next week. And that's exactly what happened. So then we get to Josh Allen. Josh Allen is by far one of the funniest quarterbacks in NFL history. This nigga is a glorified loser. A straight loser. Bro, It's one thing to lose to a quarterback. It's okay. Sometimes it happens. They just get you and just get you on one of those days and like, fuck, man. Y'all were the better team this time. Next time, though, won't be the same story. Except for Josh Allen. This motherfucker has lost to Mahomes 4 times. They have this meme where, like, Stephon Diggs, you should just stand in the middle of the field and watch the Chiefs celebrate. And it was so funny that, like, this year, Stephon got traded, so they couldn't even do the meme. He couldn't even do his signature stand and loser pose. You know who took that place, though? Josh Allen. Standing there looking, damn, again, I lost to this man. And I already knew what type of game it was going to be. Josh Allen gets the ball. First drive, motherfucker almost throws not one, but 2 drop picks in the first drive. And I just don't understand it. Y'all see that man and just get to shaking and scared to fucking death. I don't understand it. I don't know if they think like Mahomes is like some mythical god or some shit like that. Like they see him and they're just like, shit, man. I just don't know how to beat him. And that nigga Mahomes just be sitting on the sideline like, I need this draw to end so I can hurry up and get on the field. Go down here, score this touchdown so I can start drinking my Budweiser. Or whatever the shit his ass be drinking. Well, alcoholic. But I mean, hey. You know, it started out very slow, but then it picked up, and you know, we're gonna have to talk about the fourth down call because I thought that was some bullshit. Josh Allen got that first down, but it's really neither here nor there. They got the ball back and was able to go down and try to make that last second hoorah. And hey, man, Josh Allen threw the perfect ball, and the motherfucking receiver just whiffed it. You know, you couldn't have asked for a better ball. Hit him right in the wrong place, his hands. And he just let it hit the ground. You know, Mahomes just skated out by the skin of his teeth. You know, another dominate Josh Allen game, which, I mean, at this point, I don't know what Josh Allen does. Maybe this motherfucker need to do some voodoo or something, do a little ritual. I to be honest, I don't know what he can do because y'all just can't beat him. Y'all just can't beat him, you know, and it's pretty crazy why y'all can't beat him. I mean, he's beatable. Just ask the true MVP of the season. You know, Burrow, who led the league in passing, you know, percentage, touchdowns, with the triple crown over there with Jamar Chase. He got comeback player of the year, got snubbed, should have just been MVP or offensive player of the year. But I mean, hey, you know what? And just give it to Saquon. He deserved it. You know, but I mean, hey. Like I was saying, before the Super Bowl, it was looking real spooky. Like, damn, y'all motherfuckers really can't beat him. Like, y'all really can't beat him. Y'all prayed to death that Joe Burrow didn't get into the playoffs, ducked the man. And then niggas want to sit there and tell me, oh, nobody was ducking. But the Chiefs went good, blew out by 30. Talking about, shh. Nobody was ducking him. Yeah, okay. No, the whole AFC was watching that game, praying to God, please, Chiefs, just throw the game. You gonna throw the game, and then we're gonna come out and be like, oh, we wanted him. No, y'all didn't. Ask Lamar, he didn't want him either. Because every time he plays Joe Burrow in the playoff, he fucking loses. He didn't want him. Josh Allen, every time he plays Burrow in the playoffs, he fucking loses. He gets his ass handed to him. He didn't want to play him either. That's the crazy part. Josh Allen has like 2 daddies in a custody battle. Joe Burrow and fucking Mahomes. Because he's played them multiple times and he gets his ass whooped. Either he gets his ass whooped by fucking Mahomes or then he gets his ass whooped by Burrow. Normally it's Burrow because Burrow's on his way to the fucking AFC Championship game and he has a pit stop in Buffalo to beat Josh Allen's ass right quick. Nice little quick pit stop to warm me up to get ready to go beat Mahomes' ass too. So, I mean, hey, you know, it is what it is. But now we got to add in Hurts as also one of those quarterbacks that's just, I mean, he looks over there and he sees that man. He's like, this is the dude y'all be scared of. Y'all can't stop in the AFC. They can't stop him in the AFC. Ran through that boy like it was nothing. Easy. And that's what I be telling people. Mahomes, easy. Light work. You just got to have the right quarterback to do it. Y'all tell me Lamar is that quarterback, but every time he gets in the situation to be that quarterback, he's choking. I don't understand how you can be that man and choke so much in the playoffs. It's sickening. Like, get that brother some help. It's going to be a long offseason this season. Because the Ravens don't have to sit down and be like, where are we going as a franchise? Can this core win us a championship? I'm going to tell you right now, no, it cannot. And it starts at the helm with the quarterback. He's good enough. There's a reason why we call him Russell Westbrook of the NFL. Stat padding like a motherfucker. Good MVP candidate. Hey, like I keep saying, going to go down as the greatest regular season quarterback of all time. He'll probably get two more MVPs. No team success, only individual success. So a couple of more MVPs and then a couple more first round, divisional round exits. I'm sure he can make another AFC championship game. Shit, I hope. But I'm sure he can. And then we'll lose if he makes it there. I think he can, but I mean, hey, if he don't, it wouldn't surprise me. So, I don't know. And as far as Josh Allen goes, I mean, Josh Allen's just good quarterback, wrong era. You living in the Burrow Mahomes era, two quarterbacks, you got to try to figure out how to get past. Hell, it was the same thing when Andrew Luck was here, and he had to figure out how to get past Manning and fucking Brady, except he used to beat the dog shit out of Manning, sent that boy home a couple of times in the playoffs. It was just Brady. Just couldn't get past him. You know, so I mean, sometimes you're just stuck in the wrong era. Like, you know, some of them quarterbacks maybe need to transfer out. You know, ask for a trade and go over there to the NFC because there's no top-tier quarterbacks over there. I mean, I guess Hurts is considered a top-tier quarterback now. I mean, you know, he won a Super Bowl, so I mean, I guess. But if we're looking at the quarterback situation over there in the NFC, if we're saying the top quarterbacks are a Hurts, I mean, I guess a Purdy, and I mean, a fucking Dak. And I mean, well, Jaden's over there. And then, a Goff. If that's the best quarterbacks over there, and then you go to the AFC and you're talking about a Mahomes, a Allen, a Lamar. I mean, shit, those three lap all those over there. Multiple times. Somebody needs to go over there and be a top 10, top contending fucking quarterback over there. Because, hey, that conference needs some help. It's already stacked over here. Some clowns out. Go over there. Go help out that fucking conference. But, I mean, hey, we're here now. So, what do I think is going to happen? Well, next season, the dynasty shit is over. I think Kelce already said he wanted to retire this season. Win, lose, or draw, he was probably going to retire. So, We'll see how that goes. He may run it back one more time. I highly doubt it, though. He might as well just go ahead and hang it up like his brother did and just continue being a podcast man. Just call it a day. You know, the Ravens, I don't know where they go from here. Being optimistic, they need to make some trades, get some receivers. Receivers ain't the problem. Their quarterback just need to play better. So once their quarterback starts playing better, then you'll finally see, like, the Ravens fully unlocked. So we'll see who goes there. Josh Allen, I mean, there's really no up or down for Josh Allen. He's just kind of stuck in the middle. He's just going to play a good season, another MVP caliber type season, to go lose to Mahomes in the playoffs. So, I mean, shit, fucking loser. That's the bottom line. That's just where Josh Allen is. Great in the regular season, can't win in the postseason. Sounds like Lamar. Mahomes, I mean, hey, you know, maybe he might, he honestly needs to take the year off, kind of give these boys a chance to fucking, you know, win something. You know, but the Chiefs, they may run it back. They need to get some serious help on that O-line. Because, damn, but he sat 5 times, twice in one drive. Yeah, bro, go ahead and get that O-line fixed. Get that O-line fixed. Figure out some receivers. You know, Tyreek is out there begging, talking about he don't want to be there no more. Hey, tell that man to come home. He know he want to come home, so tell that man to figure it out. You know, y'all get the band back one more time and try to make that run. I can't wait till the offseason, because the offseason is going to be good. Where's Rodgers going? What are they going to do with Darnold? Hopefully the Colts get a quarterback. We got a lot of mid quarterbacks coming into the draft this year, outside of like Shador and fucking Cam Ward. But the rest of them niggas, mid. Well, Beck is staying, so, but he was mid too. Ewers, mid. Milroe, mid. All them motherfuckers is mid that's just coming into this QB class. So, I don't know. I don't even think there's going to be a quarterback going the first round this year. You know, it might be a whole bunch of second rounders coming in talking about, all right, well, who needs a quarterback? Who needs a backup, I guess? You know, a lot of these teams need a good backup and to kind of figure out where they're going to go from here. But I still see the Chiefs competing, going to another AFC championship game, trying to find their way into the fucking Super Bowl. You know, and then that leaves the best quarterback in the league, who had the number one offense, you know, Joe Burrow, rightfully the MVP, but got snubbed, you know, it's whatever. They need to fix that O-line. They need to fix that fucking defense. You know, and then get that man some help. And then after that, revenge tour. Because he heard all the yapping that was going on during the fucking postseason. Oh, we wanted them and nobody was ducking. They just didn't get in. They wasn't good enough. All the yapping and all the chatter he was hearing. This brother Joe Burrow is pissed off. And next season, it's going to be real scary. And that's going to be another problem. Because the last thing you need is a pissed off Joe Burrow coming in ready to dominate the season after just going on a nasty win streak, beating every team. They need to win out. This motherfucker ended the season on a 6-7 game winning streak, beating the dog shit out of everybody. I mean, hey, you know, that's how the cookie crumbles. But, like I said, man, shout out to the Eagles. Winning y'all championship and probably y'all last one for the decade. Y'all had a good run. You know, but if you think Jalen Hurts is about to go out there and what y'all saw was an anomaly. Okay, that's not who Hurts is. That's just who he needed to be. But, hey, we'll see. But anyway, I'm out of here, man. You know, this was the QB slander post. It's been a while, but I'll be back for the off season and the draft to see which teams got better, which teams need to seriously start tanking, and we'll go from there.